Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us in just a moment.
There's a fire burning inside of me, a passion, and that passion is the FFA.
Bart Fisher was an FFA star, the star farmer of Oklahoma in 1998. And today, he's the chief economist of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
I remember back to my freshman year starting out with the FFA Creed contest, how incredibly nervous I was walking into a room where the only four people were three judges and myself, and remembering how nervous I was then.
I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others.
And that 4 years of going through those speech contests, getting, you know, building my confidence, getting used to being in front of crowds was an absolutely invaluable experience so that today you can stand up in front of, you know, huge crowds talking about farm policy.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA is a spark ready to burn brightly.
FFA, I believe.
All the cattle market watchers pretty well agree that the numbers were right spot on this last Friday in the cattle on feed numbers issued by USDA. 2% fewer cattle on feed June 1 of this year compared to 1 year ago, 7% fewer cattle placed into feedlots compared to 1 year ago, and 4% fewer marketings than 1 year ago. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel does say that when you dig into the placement numbers especially, you do see a couple of interesting trends that confirm that we are getting tighter and tighter when it comes to the number of feeder cattle that are available to be placed into feedlots.
There's a couple things in here. One is if you look at placements, if you look at the weight breakdown in the placements, there was actually an increase in the lightest weight category. Feedlots are reaching out, taking these lighter weight cattle. I think they're doing that for two reasons. One is that's probably what's available this time of year, and so they're sort of taking whatever they can. And at the same time, moderation in feed cost, and with some expectation perhaps for some additional moderation as we go through the year, they're more willing to step out and take those lightweight cattle. The heavier weight placement categories were significantly lower, so this placement number, you know, not only was down in total, but it was really down and pushing off the cattle on feed inventory later into the year because of these lightweight placements.
And those lighter calves being grabbed and being pulled into the feedlots, as Daryl says, simply a reflection that we are pulling cattle ahead and we are facing the reality of fewer and fewer cattle available to go into the feedlots down the road. Now, another current event when it comes to our cattle business right now here in the Southern Plains, the rains of June. And Dr. Peel has said all along that if we got the rains, that could make a lot of difference in how we look at the possibility of trying to rebuild these mama cow herds here in 2014 and beyond.
You know, we've really seen a significant change in weather patterns really since Memorial Day weekend. It started in Oklahoma just over a month ago now, or right about a month ago. We've had several rain events, waves of rain across the state. Most of the state of Oklahoma has gotten anywhere from, you know, a minimum of 3 inches to as much as 10 inches across the vast majority of the state. Virtually every part of the state has been touched by rain in the last month. So conditions on the surface look really good, better than the drought map would really indicate. And I think that's true probably in parts of Kansas and on up into Nebraska as well. Even though there's underlying drought conditions still, there's certainly concerns about lack of deep soil moisture, and summertime is a hard time to rebuild that. But on the surface, as long as the rains keep coming, we look really good right now, and the forage has responded very, very quickly in terms of both pasture and hay production.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, have you been thinking about how you might better drought-proof your farm and maintain or increase your profitability? Learn more about the value of cover crops and no-till farming at the No-Till in the Plains Point South Bus Tour the 5th through the 8th of August. Completing 9 stops along the tour, you'll hear from farmers and experts who will share what they know and have experience. Make plans to attend and register today at no-till.org or call No-Till in the Plains at 888-330-5142. 888-330-5142. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.